Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. So in our day-to-day lives, just how much does our body actually rely on the schedule, the time that we keep?
Well, that's a really good question, because our bodies use the schedule that we keep as one of the things to tell us whether we should be waking or sleeping. So the most important one is light. But a lot of the things we do in our day and when we do them are important for our body keeping track of time.
So what happens when the body doesn't know what time it is, when we don't have that concept of time for extended periods? I mean, as you say, if it's a case of we're keeping it by light, well, these residents are already seeing 69 days in summer,
yeah,
where they don't see any sort of darkness. So what happens when the body actually gets confused like that?
It's a really good question, because this idea of escaping time or having no time is possibly not possible, because our bodies do keep their own time. It's just a bit longer than 24 hours. So when we're not exposed to those cues or those things that tell us what time of day it is in the world we live in, our bodies go into are more likely to keep a slightly longer period of day. So they're still going to wake and sleep within a time frame, but it's a bit longer than 24 hours, so it slips out of sync, if you like, with our normal waking and sleeping time that we might see in Australia, for example.
So how would it shake up our sleeping and eating patterns if we were to go off our innate time, such as it were, as opposed to the time now imposed on us by the 24-hour clock?
Well, that's a tricky one to determine in the real world, because those cues in the real world are really strong. So being exposed to light in the morning and then darkness at night is kind of overpoweringly important for our body. So we are still going to stick to those schedules. That's why we're designed the way we are. But what we as humans do in our day and night time is we kind of eat into our evenings with bright light at night. And this can actually make things like sleeping a bit harder. And it can also mean we're eating at times of day that aren't great for our bodies.
And just out of curiosity, I mean this is a very specific situation for these people on a very small island, 300 residents. You know, if they sort of lose their concept of time, I'm sure they'll still get by on their own schedules. But as you mentioned there, times have changed. We're not sort of reading by candlelight in these day and age. And for a lot of us, we're often digitally commuting rather than going to jobs on the 9 to 5. We may have that option of working around the clock or working so to keep up with different time zones and the like. So if we can sort of cut ourselves off from that light dark cycle, even electronically, would it be possible to sort of determine your own schedule, or is it too difficult, too innate?
Look, I think and the greatest insight we have from this is some of the studies that have been done in the polar areas, where people have, like you say, there's periods of time where there's pure daylight, but there's also times when there's pure night. And what we know from those times is that people who are exposed just to night for extended periods of time actually report a lot more sleep problems, even though they have that darkness. And it's partly, we think, because they're not exposed to that bright light that we need to sort of entrain our body clocks. So, we're designed to be exposed to light and dark, and that really is sort of necessary for our optimal functioning. It doesn't mean that we can't function without it, and often there are some recommendations about bright light for people who are exposed to long periods of dark to sort of set that clock in the morning. So it is possible, obviously, to live in those circumstances. But for us here in Australia in particular, bright light, some exercise, some activity in the morning is really important for telling our bodies about time.
So not a particularly sustainable way of living.
Well, I think, like we said, it is different in those extreme kind of situations, and obviously people do function and have a slightly perhaps different way of life to what we have here. But for us, we really need that light and dark, and at night we really need to give our bodies that time in dim light to get ready for sleep. Otherwise, there is that tendency to maybe have more trouble falling asleep or staying asleep at night.
Well, it is an intriguing one. Amy, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time.
It is. Thanks for having me.